Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, yo, shut up. This Iceberg, a.k.a. Ice-T, a.k.a. Glock in your motherfucking mouth, bitch. Yeah, I'm on the Lod Manifest show with my nigga Radar Van. Act like you know. Don't get tied up, kid.
Hood life, yeah. Virgo power.
Nothing sweet over here.
First cluster stars in the universe.
Mouthwash, hungry. Blood
like
me
now. I'ma get this paper by any means. And that's like that's my last. Best believe.
Ego tripping.
Wow, I'm in the hood like a polo vest with mad ink on it.
Yeah.
Blunt sour diesel, always got stink on it. Concrete babies, Panthers don't fit them. Whoever don't belong here, somebody gonna get them. I be in the project, slums in the alley. 15 silk shirt, jumps and valley. 125th Street, rap the rally. And then I hit Sylvia, sold to a valley. Young and the restless, never on the guest list.
Yeah,
yeah, we gonna come in the spot. Stay wretched, child support getting paid, I'm feeling accepted.
Yeah.
But my pressure going bust,
more
I'm feeling rejected.
Yep.
Rap is treating me good, I feel like I'm blessed
uh-huh.
with it. I do it for my family, and that's why I'm blessed
that's
with
right.
it. More chicks keep hating because they see my success
yeah.
with it. Happy to my man, because he motherfucking next to
me. Power and light, silent moon. Watching over him, stepping to the room,
yeah.
nigga, stars applaud.
Verbal
quarter, what we do, Sony guard the ball.
Feel
it when we come through, thunder in
the
drum.
Blah.
A bolt of lightning out of tongue, elevate the vibe. Every function we emit, immaculate script. Hammer suckers to admit, ain't even know these new gang moms. Shit so righteous, used to getting murdered in Cyprus. Now it's getting out, it's just surviving a crisis. Whole other format, ain't nobody like this. Won't catch us in your average cipher. We write it, professional. Came to knock you off the pedestal. All of that primitive shit. Y'all niggas being through my rhyme like a vehicle. Moves you forward, tell the industry. Real shit is back on the market.
Niggas, hip hop lingers who? My name Angelou. I'm still live and direct from the 162. I'm in the hallway, I'm in the doorway. And still keep a step by the steps. Man, all day, I'm the yes man. Fuck the best man. Y'all know the niggas I'm fucking with. Yes, the clan. Capadon, Raekwon, Chef Method Man. And I remember the first ever Summer Jam. King Duck, Hey I Ho was the opener. And we came 100 and something niggas broke as fuck. Oh Lord, yeah Lord, we was wild with it. Ferry boat low and them satin niggas, they wild with it. Got money, crack era real nice. This year no money, I still know them real right. Hip hop pumping, hip hop jumping. And y'all need to stop it like hip hop frontin'. Y'all need to stop it like hip hop frontin'. And y'all need to stop it like hip hop frontin'.
Who killed Big? Shot Malcolm X in the frame. Damn man, killer dream, murder to the game. Apply heat to beef like a burger to the flame. Murder the game, bruh, I heard you do the same. I'm Hussein on the script, but I'm like Wu-Tang when I flip. Your brain's what I hit. You lames gonna be sick like this interior. 4-4, the barrier, the more the merrier. Let's go to war, I'm daring you. Rest in peace, Big Pun, he ain't a killer. A monkey ain't a gorilla. He ain't real in shade, oh, letting them trays blow. Sometimes I wear horns, other times a halo. A death sentence in the form of a human. I suggest repentance, cause we normally shooting. Leave your chest to wet us, let the more recoup them. Like a label advance, think your shit like a naval advance.
Hey yo, check this out, this is DJ Evil D, and you checking out Wu Affiliate Fan Radio, word up, understand the favor, word up, come on Radar Fan, let's go!
Come on.
From thugs to drug dealers, killers in my phone book, family members, code and finish loan crooks. See the track sheet, the guard is fast, don't sleep, play the back seat, counting cash from last week. Need the high keep a street game. Now what you seeing me? Step in my world, check out the scene.
God became famous, but still I had to learn what the game is. Watch out for friends more than strangers. All y'all niggas ain't giving me shit. Spent the long hard day on the trip. Finish this flip. If the Lord don't blast me money to spend, then I'm happy, cause friends they attack me. All y'all niggas ain't giving me shit. Spent the long hard day on the strip. Finish this flip. If the Lord don't blast me money to spend, then I'm happy, cause friends they attack me. All y'all niggas ain't giving me shit. Spent the long hard day on the strip. Finish this flip. If the Lord don't blast me money to spend, then I'm happy, cause friends they attack me. All y'all niggas ain't giving me shit. Spent the long hard day on the strip. Finish this flip. If the Lord don't blast me money to spend, then I'm happy, cause friends they attack me.
The dead. It's the rebel. I told ya. I told ya. I shall return. Yeah. Y'all done fucked up, letting me live. Something gotta give. I'm positive they're gonna all pay homage. Believe me, I ain't lying down that easy. And that thought applies for those surprised to see me. Due to distraction, I was wounded in action. An act of betrayal, but I knew the assassin. Now I pack a vengeance like Steven Seagal. I'm back from the trenches to even the origin. You hear the rockets red glare? The bomb bursting in air. Gave proof through the night that I stood through the fight. Yeah, the rebel's still here. What? Hear the rockets red glare. The bomb bursting in air. Gave proof through the night that I stood through the fight. Yeah, the rebel's still here. What? Y'all better rock y'all hoodies and hold your girl tight before we pop that pussy. And be so real, I don't need no deal. My mass appeal make a marvel at how he's so ill. Y'all time is up, try your luck, your wind up. Fucked up before you even recognize I struck. Roll with the live dozen, got all eyes buzzing. With sworn rhymes cousin, been a long time coming. Break your weak links in the chain. Fuck your mink and your range, son is lame. Plus he thinks it's a game, but we about to apply the heat. And snatch him up out the driver's seat. I put my life on it. Post up like who on it. Blast off with the force to send y'all in orbit. Wild like whiteys in the marsh pit. Yeah, we gon' start shit. Pack them down and corner the market. To all my real MCs, the ones without a deal MCs, the ones who kick the real life music. Let's link, them niggas can't move no more units. To all my real MCs, the ones without a deal MCs, the ones who kick the real life music. Let's link, them niggas can't move no more units. For life I'll be underground. They first thought was yo, how did he survive with no commercial support? Then right, amidst the corporate politics and tricks, where the sound scan is rigged and contracts are fixed. I sit in the pit where the grime exists. Legendary, they still loving my rhymes from 9-6. Now I'm back, that's my word as I reveal this shit. By choice or by force, I gonna feel this shit, you hear? Cause this is all out war. I'm calling on all out lords. Son, they new to the art, ain't true to the heart. Who's down for the cause, huh? Cause this is all out war. I'm calling on all out lords. Son, they new to the art, ain't true to the heart. Who's down for the cause, huh?
Check with my fam. My name is Radar Van. Let me see if my microphone is sounding good. Whoa up. Hey, yo, Gills, what's good?
Yo, what's good, baby? How you doing tonight, man?
Hey, yo, how my microphone sound, son?
You sound crisp and clear, man.
All right, no doubt, no doubt. Yes, sir. Welcome to the Live Manifest Show. My name is Radar Van, and this is my co-host right here. What's your name, yo?
Yo, it's Gillis Casanova King, Johnny Appleseed.
Yeah, no doubt. So tonight we having fun, Gills. We got that brother, you know what I mean? We got Doc Funk the Spot, you know what I mean? Funk Dr. Spot calling in tonight, son.
No doubt, no doubt. The phone got.
Well, Red Man, it took a minute trying to get him to call in and all that. Hey, yo, check this out, y'all. If you go to the Live Manifest Show Facebook page, type in DALODDMAFESS Show, Manifest Show. You know, I'm pausing on my own shit. I got a lot in the head. But yeah, it's the Lord Manifest Show. DALODDMANAFESS Show. I'm streaming live right now. Okay. I got one eyeball peeping it. You know what I mean? Good look, good look. You know what I mean? What's good tonight, Gills?
I'm chilling, man. You know, I was chilling with the fam earlier, you know, eating, chilling. You know what I mean? You know, it's my day of rest, so I use it to the fullest.
Right. Right, right. No doubt. Let me back this back a little bit. Because I'm trying to get the full screen in here for people to check out that's looking. Rolled up. Trying to get the full screen. But, hey, yo, son, I think it's going to be about us this time, man. Like, when I say about us this time, it's like big up to Ramona. No telling when Ramona's coming back. Big up to Lady K. She doing her thing. Big up to Bossy. They doing their thing. So it's like now, man, it's back, you know, to the Radar Van, you know what I mean, and the Casanova Gills to host the show without the females to be here to laugh and try to, you know, gang up against the guards, you know what I mean?
yeah, it's all good, though.
So now it's back to me doing my thing, yo, and I gotta say rest in peace to Charlie Murphy, man. I can't, well,
word.
I don't wanna say can't believe, I just say I'm shocked. Because I don't, you know, for per se, I can't believe. You got to believe because death is what we're promised, son. You know what
That's
I mean?
That's the
only
thing in life we promise.
Right. So it's like, you know, when you hear people be like, I can't believe he died or she. Of course you can believe it because death is a part of this life that we're living in. You
right.
know what I mean? So I just say that I'm shocked and just, you know, bugged out because I'm in my subconscious, you know, laying in the bed resting with the news radio on 1010 Winds, and I'm hearing
right.
something, you know, like Charlie Murphy did. I didn't want to believe it. I'm thinking like this must be a dream. So I didn't react until I'm, you know, finally up out of the bed, brushing my teeth, watching my face come back in, and I'm listening. I'm like, oh, shit, the God done returned to the essence, like, passed away. But that's what it is, man. Condolences to the family out there.
Well, I didn't even know the brother had that issue.
Yeah, leukemia, man. I was just reading up on it, man, about the white blood cells, you know, that keeps
right.
the blood from, you know, circulating, you know, the white blood cells in the, you know, the body, y'all, man, it's wow, man, oh, man, but, that's what it is, man, but rest in peace to Charlie Murphy, definitely gonna be missed, man, so, you know what I mean, just checking in, I'm gonna play a few joints, because I got them brothers, the Heat Seekers, you know, coming out of North Kidak, Kakalidak, you know what I mean?
Right.
They got a nice joint. I got my man Craig Cross. And yo, Sean, we got this Red Man and Method Man mixtape that's going on. I gotta get some joint. I'm gonna tell you about that offline and all that, Gills. But yeah, we got the Red and Meth mixtape going on. I got these brothers that's gonna be featured on this Red and Meth mixtape. Shit's gonna be nice, man. So I'm gonna hit you up in the inbox, get a joint from you, and all that. And we get it on it. Yeah, sure, man. So yeah, man. I'm going to play some joints and shit. And then we gonna come on back, holler at the Heat Seekers, because brothers are seeking and doing their thing, you know? Brothers is seeking. The Heat Seekers, they seeking a way of life. The guards, you know, they doing their thing, so let's get it, man. We'll come on back, and you know we're smashing. We'll do what we do.
Yeah.
Bitch.
No doubt.
Yo, it's your boy Louie Vi-double-L-E, straight out of Brownsville, Louisville Slugger, with my boy on Wu-Tang Radio, yo. You already know how we turn it up. Yes, let's go.
Radar
Van. That's my doggy. Like, we do too much. Like, come on, man. This shit is easy. Let's go. Wu-Tang Radio.
What's up?
Hey, yo, shut up. This Iceberg, a.k.a. Ice-T, a.k.a. Glock in your motherfucking mouth, bitch. Yeah, I'm on the Lod Manifest show with my nigga Radar Van. Act like you know. Don't get tied up, kid.
The H guys there, alright? E brothers, H bomb, check the head.
Up the program, nigga. Hip got in by the hairs of my chinny chin. I'm tired of eating beef lo mein. All the same, my clothes carry Kool-Aid stains.
I'ma live the life on the
streets. Let's feed the rest, cause I'm that cool ass fellow. Bringing you uptown with the funky sound and piano. My gracefuling goes to go. You can't get around my outlandish behavior. Furthermore, I render strictly as a favor. I latch on the beats like that freak across the street that I lock my meat for some cash and a quick bite to eat. I'm funky as I wanna be, Duke. I'm giving shouts to my kindred. The H1 clan, I'm representing my man. All them USA, yeah. It's the real, I'm out to get ill with the skill. Can't you understand, it's the kid with the funk. Call up my homie Rock Cigar and I dash to the polo. Got the funk flow, so understand it, handle it. Kid, I got the text, cause you caught me red-handed. Wait, I got the funk, that's my ammo.
All the way uptown with the funky sound and piano.
Me and my clique, we catch wreck in a sec. Stop and get the drop and put the hill to your neck. Take a step back, rewind the track. Don't make a move, yo fool, cause it's a disaster for real. Bust down your pocket and hit me with the loot. Cause you the snitch, I give your chick the boot. Just clap those right in my style, I'm on the F. You can try your dry flow, I end up wet. My homie, my melody, what's the deal? Let it slide, I do what we feel. Feel my back to still. So I can blast off like a piece. Quick to release, quick to fly in your style like a grease. You best make room in the industry. Cause I've been in the game dating back to 83 for your clown. Strictly underground, taking you H-A-R-L-E-M.
Bringing them uptown with the funky sound.
my chest. A couple cats from uptown, ready to pound or recite. Get right on crazy hype, right type of butter. Strictly out the gutters of New York with my tactics. Clear as plastic on a drastic tip. Rip or flip like Hendrix, Jimi Hendrix. The brother was splendid, highly recommended. Get on it, get on it. Doggone it like a freak with style and mystique. I sweep or swoop like a fleet. The movie of the week is Pimpin' Black Eye. Rated G for butter that I get on near you. I drift or shift like hazy mist. I'm crazy pissed at this stiff trying to quench on my split. You done gone crazy, dick, you done slipped. Pick up your teeth, hold on and get a grip. Get a checkup, send it back to your peoples. And get with this East Coast play, cause it's lethal. My debut single's the jingle. You're dangling on a short rope, I had to mangle. Muffle your will, cause you're plucking my nerves. On a mission for your business, so check the new channel, TVEB.
With the fucking sound in piano.
Yeah, oh, this bit is fat. Now how that skit go?
Bringing up my town with the fucking sound.
Brothers, yeah. What? Fat man, nobody, body, body, body. H bomb. Check, check, check it out. Sean Kane.
How about a toast?
This is the
Wu-Tang Clan.
You are now tuned into the Lord Manifest Show.
Hey, yo, son, I need you to say that one more time. Who they tuned in to, son? For real.
This is the
Wu-Tang Clan.
You are now tuned into the Lord Manifest Show.
No doubt. Good luck. Bringing them uptown with the funky sound and piano. Yo, rest in peace, the Rock Raider, the Executioners. Let me holler at my co-host, yo, Gil Casanova.
Yeah, what's good, baby?
Yo, you know that joint that I just played? You know where that's from, right? You know that was the soundtrack to that movie, right? You know what movie that joint was in, right?
Hold on.
That was that New Jersey Drive, son. That's the New Jersey Drive.
Oh, it is,
joint.
Sure was.
Yeah, no doubt. Rest in peace to Rock Ray. Remember the Executioners?
Word, damn, that's what movies had. Used to have dope-ass soundtracks, man.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I played that classic. That's why I played that classic right there. Yo, shout out to my man Wayne that's listening. Gonna get him on that Red and Meth joint. You know what I mean? So, yo, it's like 7:23 on the West. 10:23 on the East. So, you know what I mean? I want to go ahead and, you know, we can talk with the Heat Shakers. You know, I'm going to holler at my man, Craig, and all that. So let me bring the guard on in. The Heat Shakers. Yo, Will, what up, son?
What's the business, y'all?
Yo, welcome to the Lord Manifest Show, man. With me and my brother, Gil's Casanova.
Gil, what up, man? What's the business, baby? I'm chilling, man. We here, Bob. We about to pop out, you know what I mean? Build a little something, you know what I'm saying? No doubt. Hey, thanks for the opportunity, man. For real, I love y'all niggas, man. For real. No doubt.
Yo, likewise, man. So, yo, who's the Heat Shakers, man? As a matter of fact, take 5 minutes. I'm going to give you 5 minutes. Talk for full 5 minutes. Where y'all from, who y'all affiliated with, you know, the new joint y'all on, new mixtapes, whatever. Take 5 minutes and just blow up. Go ahead.
No doubt. Yo, right now, you rocking with the Heat Seekers right now. This my, I'm Will. I go by the name D-Dub, a.k.a. Dub the Butcher. We got my homeboy James, go by the name of True Lope. And I got my other dude, his name is Young Saint. We make up the Heat Seekers. We hail from Waynesville, Missouri, which is right outside of St. Louis. So we rep in the Midwest, even though I'm originally from the East Coast. You know what I mean?
Nice.
So we just out here. Right now, we working on our mixtape. It's going to be called Our Blessing, Your Curse, Volume 1. You know what I'm saying? The Heat Seekers. We got that coming on deck. You know what I mean? We got a We got a multitude of things. We got a bunch of bullets in the chamber right now, man. We just waiting for the, you know, everything's about timing in this industry, so we just waiting for the perfect time to unleash the beast. You know what I mean?
Nice, man. Whoa, yo, how long y'all been in the game, man?
We've been in the game off and on. I mean, for real, we've been pushing strong for about 6 years now. We've been together for about 10, though. So, you know what I mean? Right. We've been doing what we do, but right now we've been pushing real strong right now for about 6 years.
So tell me about the joint. Like, what was the first joint that y'all ever dropped? And the name Heat Seekers, man, like, why that name? Why the name Heat Seekers?
The Heat Seekers, it's like a heat-seeking missile. We just come and destroy whatever we hit. That's all that is. It's a twofold, you know, Heat Seekers. It's like pit vipers, you know what I mean? We strike it, they strike it, whatever's warm, you know what I'm saying? So
true.
That's what the Heat Seekers came at, you know what I'm saying? We just came together and we decided we was going to use something that was powerful, you know what I'm saying? Heat Seekers is the missile, you know what I'm saying? So we just explosive. Every time we touch a joint, every time we touch a stage, it's explosive, you know what I mean? So,
you know what I'm saying? Go ahead.
And then the first joint we ever dropped that really started making some noise is a song called If You Can. You know what I'm saying? That was back, that was about a couple of years ago when we actually really, really dropped joints like that. So that was the first joint we dropped that really got us a nice little buzz out this way. You know what I'm saying? Then we dropped after that. We dropped a joint that they'll hear tonight. It's called Taking Chances. You know what I'm saying? We dropped that one.
Yeah. Like that. I like that song.
Yeah. So that's basically what we've been on. We've just been on the grind, man. That's all we're doing out here is grinding, man, trying to get it good, you know what I mean, like everybody else out here.
And you know what's dope about y'all, man? We from the – well, I believe by looking at y'all and hearing y'all music, I believe we all come from that same class of 1990s, man. Y'all look like them, the 90 brothers I was in class with in 92. Am I right or wrong?
No doubt. We, you know what I'm saying, that influence is strong with us, man. We believe, you know what I'm saying, with everything that's going on in hip-hop right now, we believe we got to get back to the bars, man. That's all it is. You know what I'm saying? So, you know what I'm saying, everything's too watered down for us. The way I believe that, you know what I'm saying, everything for us is just too watered down, man. Ain't nobody saying nothing. Everybody talking the same. Ain't nobody got a message. Even if you just rhyming about nothing, man, rhyme, man. You know what I'm saying? That's what this culture is about. It's about the lyrics, man. Let's get back to the bars, man.
Right. Yo, I seen them. You just reminded me. I saw a funny-ass memo on Instagram. Some clown rhyming. And you just got to see the look on Funk Flex's face, man. This shit was incredible. He looked so disappointed. This guy kept saying, what he said? He was like, yo, that's my crack. Yo, that's my crack. That's all. He kept repeating it for like 5 minutes. Yo, that's my crack. Yo, that's my crack. Don't touch that. You know, and you know, Flex got that look on his face like you know, he fronted like, oh, but they paused it where he looked like so disappointed. But yeah, man, it's messed up out here, man. You know, This mumble rap movement. Speaking of my clique, Raw Breed, we got a record coming out called Death to Mumble Rap, baby. Death to Mumble Rap. Death to
Mumble
Rap. Oh, man.
I love to jump on that joint, man. I love to you know what I'm saying? Like, for real. Give me, man. That's why I'm so happy. You know what I'm saying? Red and left coming back. You know what I'm saying? They coming back strong. We got, you know what I'm saying, the cats that really know how to do this thing, they coming back, man. That just warms my heart, man, for real. That just puts a fire in me to keep doing what I'm doing, man, for real, because we got to dead this shit, man, for real.
Yeah, man, we got to get it on back to the real hip-hop. So, take me through the history of Missouri, man. Tell me about the hip-hop culture from, you know, I know you said you're from the East, but, you know, from the time you left the East and you came out there, what was the culture like for you? What was the difference between Midwest and East?
You know, shit, I mean, it's where it goes. What else? Hey, man, the East is the Mecca, man. You know what I mean? Like, there's always been out there. Out here, you got a multitude and a variety of different influences, because out here, we get a little bit of everything. We get a little bit from the South, with, you know, the movement in the South. We get a movement in the West, you know what I'm saying? Of course, they got, you know, the West Coast got their thing popping, you know what I'm saying? And the Midwest, you know what I'm saying, we really ain't had a movement, for real, you know what I'm saying? Until cats like Nelly came out, and cats like, yeah, you know, we got Tech N9ne in Kansas City, he doing his little independent thing or whatever, but it's still so scattered right here, out here. And the way it's scattered, the way it is out here is so wide open out here, because everybody's so scattered. You got different little movements, and ain't nobody really banding together to make it the mid, you know what I'm saying, the Midwest Mecca, so to speak. You know what I mean?
So
for out here, that was the difference for me going leaving the East and coming out here, is that there really ain't no unity like there is in the East, or like there is in the West, or like there is down South in Atlanta. You know what I mean? Everybody in those regions, they come together. They come together no matter what their differences is. To rep their sector, they come together. Out here in the Midwest, it's not like that.
That's true. So you got your partners with you?
Nah, I'm going to have to do this with Fidolo. They had prior engagements, so I told them I'll rep my squad for Fidolo, man. So it's just me.
That's what it's about, man. That's what it's about. So what's good as far as the promoters out there, man? Have y'all been rocking, you know, for the time y'all been in the game, have y'all been rocking any shows?
Yeah, we do plenty of shows. We stay on stage. We stay in the studio. We stay on stage. And we stay on the ground. We stay out here in these streets, man. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We just did a joint last month, opening for this one promoter wanted us to open for this dude Haystack. You know what I mean? So we did that joint. We killed that. You know what I'm saying? We got some more joints coming up. Actually, we got two next month that we finna do. Plus, you know, the promoters, as far as promotion, we got access to a club out here, so we can get the club anytime we want. So we throw our own shows. We throw our own joints. You know what I mean? We ain't too much about waiting for somebody else, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's right. Forget that. I like the web page, man. The web is nice, man. Y'all, you know, got it very professional. It looks good.
Oh yeah. We gonna do business. It gotta be about business, right?
That's what it's about. Right. That's what it's
about.
Yeah,
man.
Well,
yeah. Ain't too many guys like.
Go ahead.
I'm just saying, you know what I'm saying, in general, man, you know what I'm saying, ain't nobody really got no eyes in the Midwest for us, so when we do get eyes like y'all brothers, you know what I'm saying, giving us the opportunity, when we present something to you, we want to make sure y'all know that we about the business, man. So the music going to take care of itself. That's second nature. We do that in our sleep. But we about the business, man. So when we present something to you, believe it's professional. Believe we know what we're talking about. We know what we're doing. And, you know what I'm saying, it make it easier for cash, you know, to come mess with us. You know what I'm saying?
That's right. Yo, shout out to Carl. Hey, yo, Carl, what up, Carl? I see you, Carl. Big up to Carl. No doubt, my boy Carl there, Mr. Magalon, everybody. Yo, Will, so the production, man, I'm listening to the beats. Who's handling the beats in there? Who's doing the production?
We work with multiple producers because we don't want just one signature sound, man. You know what I'm saying? Out here, we got so many dope producers that we just come and we just try to put everybody on that we mess with. The particular, you know, right now we're working with my homeboy Rod. He go by the name RPH, man. He a real dope brother out of St. Louis, man. We also got the joint by DJ Dream. He from Syracuse. He from out there. So,
okay.
You know, we had to reach back and get a couple from him. You know what I'm saying? Being that's my place of birth out there. So I had to reach back. You know what I'm saying? Put him on. Like I said, we just got a multitude of people. We got a homeboy DJ Rip. He from Cleveland. He got a joint on the project. We got a couple of cats that we mess with. Couple of local cats actually from Atlanta, but they up here. So we just, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. If you don't, we mess with you. That's all that is, man.
No doubt. So yo, coming up in music, man. Who was your influences?
Oh, my influence, the man that made me grab the mic was Rakim Allah, man. That's the man that made me grab the mic. You know what I mean? Big L, you know what I mean? Rest in peace to Big L, but he was one of my influences. KRS, you know. Everybody from the boroughs, man. Everybody that made noise in the boroughs, man. Nas, everybody, man. Everybody, man.
Nice.
Hey, So check it, yo. What you like better? You like creating the music, like as far as like writing and recording, or you like performing better?
I love recording, man, because without the music, there, you know, there ain't no performance without the music. So I like creating, man. I just, you know what I'm saying? There's nothing that makes me more happier than coming up with the illest joints I can possible. So I love writing and recording. A little bit more than performing, man. I love performing. I love to see the reaction. I love working the crowd. I love getting the love from the people, you know what I mean? But when I step in the studio, it just seems like don't nothing else in this world matter while I'm in there, you know what I mean?
Right. That's what's up.
That's right.
And I'm sure you know, right. I'm sure if my brothers was here, they'll say the same thing, man. We just love to record, man. We just love knowing that when we go in, we coming out with a jewel. We coming out with some diamonds, man. You know what I mean?
That's right. So, yo, what's your take on the female MCs and shit, man? You know, yo, talk about, like, what was, like, one of the illest female battles you ever heard or just left that you would never forget?
Female battles?
Yeah.
We go, okay, I'm gonna take you back. Roxanne Shante, man. It was basically Roxanne Shante versus, you know, UTFO back in the day. I was a youngster and I heard that. I was like, wow, you got a female that's really stand up. She ain't scared to take nothing from nobody, not even the males. And, you know, we in a male-dominated genre, so for her to step up, you know what I mean? That was epic for me, you know what I'm saying? Then
that's right.
You know what I'm saying? Then we come full circle to now. You know what I'm saying? Now we got Remy Ma back in the circle. You know what I mean? She out, she ready to go feed, she ready to eat now, so she coming to get it, you know what I'm saying? Her and then you know what I'm saying, her coming at Nikki.
Oh, she done killed her.
What is that?
I said she done killed her. Remy, we talked about this a while ago on the show. Remy, to me, she's like, you know, she just left a big impact of the best battle, female battle, the lyrics, it was just, man, incredible.
Yeah, the way she came, boy, the way she came in Nikki head was epic, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Everybody, I don't take nothing from Nikki. She done held the game, you know, for the female. She done pretty much sold it up for a minute. But now that Nikki, you know what I'm saying, now that Remy back,
Then she tried to come with Lil' Kim, and Lil' Kim came for her head. You know what I'm saying? Come on, man, you working with legends, Nicki. You know what I'm saying? You working with women that's been here and done that. You know what I mean? So
she should have known.
She should have known better than that, bro. Yeah, man. She, hey, you know. She ain't had nobody really come for that head till now. You know what I'm saying? Now, look, now, you know what I'm saying? Now she got to show and prove for real. Where them bars at now? You know what I mean?
That, you see that? For real, no doubt. So, basically, y'all been getting some good press out there. Now, since you in the Midwest, have y'all been out to Michigan? Y'all been out to Detroit and all that?
Nah,
that's
not
the
yet.
Midwest.
Right.
The Midwest, Chicago, all that, right?
Yeah, we've been in Chicago. We ain't been to Detroit yet. We've been in Chicago already, so we done made our rounds up there. We done already been there. Like, we, as far as where we did shows outside of Missouri, we've been to Memphis, Tennessee. We've been to Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. We're just trying to work up. Yeah.
What the hell,
you know,
Oklahoma was like?
It's wide open, man. It's wide open out there. They really ain't got no MCs for real that's really doing anything. You know, they got the local cast, but they ain't saying nothing over here, man. This is one of them things where we had planned on, you know what I'm saying, going from local to regional, you know what I'm saying? We worked in the area, you know what I'm saying? We wanted to do shows inside the state, and then we wanted to do shows that touch our state, you know what I mean?
Right.
So we've been doing Tennessee. We're going to Illinois the end of this month. So we're going back to Illinois. So, you know what I'm saying? We got an opportunity to go to Fayetteville, Arkansas, go down to Little Rock, you know what I'm saying?
You reminded me, not to interrupt you. Somebody was talking about an interview about the South where East Coast never did touch the South. Like East Coast rappers. I think it was Master P. Like somebody did not, something where nobody did not want to go down South and get all that money, and Master P and all, they took the whole South and made some money. Damn, man, I really wish, because as far as the South, that went far as my music. You know, I've been to Atlanta, but I really owe some of my career to Miami, because I used to tear down Miami, but I'm saying like, places you mentioned, I ain't even been that way, but yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. The places like, we plan on the trip to go to Atlanta this summer, man, and go down there and rock down there. I'd love to go to Miami, you know what I'm saying, get down there, rock down there, you know what I'm saying. That's just the thing about it. We ain't scared to go nowhere. If there's money to be made and a buzz to be made, we go anywhere, man. We ain't scared to get dirty, man. We ain't scared to go in the trenches, you know what I mean?
Yo, let me ask you something, no doubt. What's your take on battle rap, man? Like, rappers is getting paid for just, like, it's beyond going in the studio, spitting a dope-ass song, lyrics to the beat, but it's a cappella, straight battle. What's your take on battles, man? Like, how you feel about, like, a battle? Do you see a big career versus a whack-ass mumble rapper or some clown-ass R&B song, and somebody going hard, going platinum off of just a battle? Like, what's your take on battle? Does that mean anything to you? Like, what's a battle to you like?
A battle to me, you know what I'm saying? When I first started, I started out battle rappers, so I got love for battle rappers. You know what I'm saying? That's part of the culture. That's part of the real... real culture of hip hop is battling. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, right. Now, what I'm asking you, what I think my point is, what I'm trying to find out from you is like, when I look at these kids through the different Facebook groups and YouTube, it's just straight battle. No rhyming to the beat, no nothing. They just keep it going. Like, how far can you keep going battle, but no album, no mixtape, no nothing. You see what I'm saying? How far?
Yeah, for sure. I see. Okay, my take on that is you gotta do a progression. You know what I mean? It's gotta be a progression. People, especially if you battling, you got your name off of battling. At some point, your fans is gonna want to hear music, because at the end of the day, the average hip hop head just wants, they the lovers of the music. You know what I mean? You gotta give them a balance. You gotta give them a healthy balance. Yeah, of course they want to see you battle. They want to see you body some cats, but they also want to see a different side of you. They also want to hear what you got as far as music, because I mean, this is hip hop music. You know what I'm saying? So
sure.
I think battling is cool, but you gotta give them that other side, man.
Mm-hmm. And I think that's go ahead, Gills. What's your take on that, Gills?
No, that's definitely got to be that balance, because being that this is a culture, you're supposed to be passing down a culture like a baton. You pass it down to the next generation, but some evildoers, they don't want us to pass down good culture to our, you know what I mean? The cats coming up behind us, they want that stuff that's going to have them doing stupid stuff out here in these streets.
Word. Yeah.
I was just thinking about, from what you were saying, well, as far as the progression and switch it up, I think that's what happened to our boy Cannabis, because Cannabis was so dope as a battle MC, but, could not, put the song together the way that he should have put the song together. You know what I mean?
Right.
And then
right.
He just fell in the sewer. Son just fell in the sewer.
Yeah.
So,
and Cannabis was ill at it, though. He was ill at it, but at the same time, like you said, his mind is so geared toward battle rap that he couldn't make a song, God. You know what I'm saying? Only the real hip hop heads can appreciate what Cannabis did. The average cast can't gravitate toward it. Their mind ain't wired for that. You know what I mean? So you got to be able to come out and make a song. You know what I mean?
Give something to the general.
Yeah.
Yo, no doubt. All right, be good. No doubt. Let me ask you this, Will, and she drove you home?
No, we came on the bus.
How's she getting home?
She takes the train. She lives.
Oh, okay, okay. Yeah. Eminem or Cannabis, yo. Listen, for lyrics or freestyle, who has it between Cannabis and Eminem?
I'm gonna have to that's a good one. That's a good one, because both of them are monsters.
Let me say this before you say it. I'm gonna say Cannabis can freestyle way better than Eminem. Eminem might have better writing metaphors. But when Cannabis was like, I'll battle you over, what do you say? I'll battle you with the grenade, with the pen out. That was crazy, L.
I think I think Cannabis do got better punches than him. You know what I mean? I think using multiple syllables, you know what I'm saying? The complexity, I kind of have to edge toward M on that, but as far as the punchlines, as far as we're having witty punchlines, Cannabis got him to me, man.
It's just Eminem got. Eminem is the better songwriter, but Cannabis do. He got Cannabis be saying shit that be like, yo, like, why? How do I get my brain like that? I want to think like that.
Yeah. He be having you rewind the tape. You know what I'm saying? What do you say? You know what I'm saying?
But yo, check this out. Now, what we agree to say that I don't think, you know, for Eminem is dope, but would you say he's the greatest rapper of all time? I wouldn't agree with that. And the people are saying that M is the greatest rapper. Like, come on. Like, there was something going around on the internet. I don't know if you remember, Will and Gills. There was something put up with a battle against Nas and Eminem. Did y'all ever see that? Like 6-7 months ago?
Like, I heard about that. I heard about it.
I don't really know that.
You know what I'm saying? I would say he wanted the greatest. I'll give him that. Because he is, you know what I mean? He is dope. I give it to him like that. You know what I'm saying? You can't take nothing away from him. M is one of the dopest to ever touch a mic. Is he the greatest of all time? I can't give him that. You know what I mean? I can give him one of the greatest, though.
Nice. Heat Seeker. So, yo, son, let's I got both of your records tuned up, man.
Right.
One of them, I titled them Dances, and one of them, I missed the title on it. You gave me the take. What's the second one?
The Fresher than Dougie?
Okay, yeah. Boom, that's what that one is right there. And then I got the Taking Chances. Which one you want to introduce? Which one you want to...
Let's go with the Taking Chances first, man. Let me do that.
Want them to take chances?
Yeah, let's do the Taking Chances, man. Let's do that one. Let's do that one for everybody that's doing whatever they got to do to eat and feed their family and live right by any means necessary, man. That's what that Taking Chances is about, man.
That's right. All right, we gonna get into that Taking Chances and all that from the God Will, the Heat Seekers and all that. Got my brother Gills Casanova on Dizek and shit. Oh, shit. They go to God RZA. Hey, yo, RZA, what's up?
Load up. Good looking, G.O.D. It's amazing to catch you. You've been doing your thing, doing movies. You've been blowing up the spot. Good looking out for the voice recorder over the phone real quick, over the jack, the speaker. Shoo! Let them know one time, G.O.D.
I'm me, yo. The Zigzag Zig. Do the Zigzag Zig along. The RZA, a.k.a. Bobby Steele, Bobby Digital. You know what I'm saying? RFD. You know what I mean? The Scientist. The Resurrector. The Abbot. You know what I mean? But saying they say 99 names of Allah, right? I got 16 so far, baby.
Hold up. Peace.
Chris.
What's up, y'all? This is Alicia Keys.
Hey, yo, what up? It's your boy, Meek Millie.
What's going on? This is Joe Budden.
And you're checking out the Lord Manifest Show.
Set me free. Too many times the feeling never enhances. The sense of the
them what they be feeling. For them haters to stop them, man, just let it go, damn it. I ain't stopping, I'ma keep it moving like the Metro Transit. I ain't on no rails, so I do what I please. Choosing my speed, slick, spitting fluid like grease. I want this rap game locked, the heat is more than able. Shit, I've been all in, man, my chips is on the table, what's up?
Talking about the Dougie. That ain't the Dougie to dance, is it? Or that's something else?
Nah, that's something else. That's something totally different.
Okay.
That's a PA. That's a PSA. That's a PSA to the haters, man.
Ooh. As a matter of fact, I'm gonna take a phone call. I want to ask somebody about this song we just played. Well, before we go to Craig Craw, but we'll start with my brother co-host. Hey, yo, Gil's Casanova, talk about my man Will Record, Take Your Chances, man. What you thought about that?
Yeah, B. Hey, yeah, that was smooth, mellow. You know what I'm saying? Like what mind frame was you with? You know what I mean? When you wrote that record.
We wrote that record, man. We just wanted something. Basically, we wanted something for the radio. You know what I'm saying? It was one of the things where we sat down. The single on there is actually my homeboy Trulo. That's part of my squad. That's his brothers. That's the one that's singing. It's his brothers.
Okay.
So it's kind of a family affair type thing. You know what I'm saying? But what we did was we sat down and we wanted a song for the record. Something that fit us. It's just not no regular run-of-the-mill radio record. It's something that fit us that we could talk about, that we could relate to, but we could also put something out that other people can relate to. You know what I mean?
Shout out to my man Wayne. He said, get back to the bars because the hip hop done watered down. And you're right, Wayne, hip hop has watered down and all that. So yeah, back to the bars and getting it in. And hey, yo, Will, listen, I need you to take a minute, what have you, give out all your social media, man. Tell everybody where to go buy your records at. Your joints to come and befriend you, like your page. Go ahead and give all that info out, Dunn.
Alright, no doubt. We got Twitter. You can hit us up at Twitter at the Heat Seekers. THEHEAT SEEKAZ at the Heat Seekers on Twitter. You can also hit us up. We also got our own entertainment company called Hood Storm Entertainment. You can like us on Facebook. You know what I'm saying? Hood Storm ENT. You know what I'm saying? That's on Facebook. Hit us up. Give us a like. You know what I mean? Also, you can hit us up. We got an EPK. We got a website, artistecard.com/TheHeatSeekers. You know what I'm saying? Hit us up. Listen to the joints. You know what I'm saying? Write a comment. You know what I'm saying? Show us some love. You know what I mean? We also got, you know what I'm saying, the Heat Seekers. SoundCloud, you know what I'm saying? We got more joints on the SoundCloud. It's the Heat Seekers. Same on SoundCloud, you know what I'm saying? Hit us up on all that, you know what I'm saying? Show us some love, man. We'll show it back. We'll give it back to you 100,000 fold, you know what I mean?
Hey, less, my black man. Good looking out, son. But like I said, don't bounce out yet, you know what I mean? Because we're going to be building. I'm going to holler at your boy Red, man. We get a chance to build with the guard Red and see what they doing and keep it going. Let's make some connections tonight, Will. You know what I mean?
I'm here. I'm definitely down for that. I'm here. Let's do it. Let's go.
No doubt. That's my brother right there. Yo, we're going to come back and talk to my man Craig Cross. He's a dope MC. Got his joints up on Dizek. You know what I mean, Gil's Casanova? Yo, Gil's. Gilly.
Yeah.
All right, you know what I mean? We got joints going on and all that. So, I'm going to play a joint, and then we're going to come back and holler at my man, Craig Croft. Hey, yo, rest in peace. Rest in peace to Sean Price, baby. Let's go.
Now hush, little baby, don't say a word. Ruffin's gon' hit you with the 9-mean you heard. If the 9-mean don't do what it do, I keep the shit and try to come back for part two.
Yo, leaders of the new school, leaders of the old school. No Sean P, put it down like he's supposed to. I be watching these niggas, watching the drone. Watch me take their wristwatch, now watch me go home. Peace. I've been working with the cage. Animalistic rapper, men of a certain age.
You slugs from the 8 spin through ya. I ain't tryna talk, dog. I ain't 8 spin Ventura. The great 8 plate scrapes, grape shake, weight in the baggie. You hating, waiting with Jake in the alley. Crime buster, swine, non toucher. Mother made you, mother had you, but motherfucker.
Now, hush, little baby, don't say a word. Ruckus gon' hit you with the 9, you heard. If the 9 don't do what it do, I beat the shit and try to come back for part 2. Hush, little baby, don't say a word. Ruckus gon' hit you with the 9, you heard. If the 9 don't do what it do, I beat the shit and try to come back for part 2.
Yo, you take a cab with a 1/4 ounce. That's old school paper bag on the 40 ounce. I'm so cool, take the Jag to your daughter house. Tech 9, tech message to Sean, call your daughter house. Let me tell you what it's all about. Pop shit, get rich, bitch with a toilet mouth. These rap niggas whack, run, call them out. Everybody raggers at me, fuck is you talking about? Damn near.
Don't say a word.
Ruckus
gon' hit you with the
9,
you heard. If the
9
don't do what it do, I beat the shit and try to come back for part 2.
Yo, leaders of the new school, leaders of the old school. No Sean P, put it down like he's supposed to. I be watching these niggas, watching the throne. Watch me take their wrist, watch, now watch me go home. Peace. I be working with the cage. Animalistic rapper, men of a certain age. Slugs from the 8 spin through ya. I ain't tryna talk, dog. I ain't 8 spin Ventura. The great 8 plate scrapes, grape shake, weight in the baggie. You hating, waiting with Jake in the alley. Crime buster, swine, non toucher. Mother made you, mother had you, but motherfucker.
Now, hush, little baby, don't say a word. Ruckus gon' hit you with the 9, you heard. If the 9 don't do what it do, I beat the shit and try to come back for part 2. Hush, little baby, don't say a word. Ruckus gon' hit you with the 9, you heard. If the 9 don't do what it do, I beat the shit and try to come back for part 2.
Yo, you take a cab with a 1/4 ounce. That's old school paper bag on the 40 ounce. I'm so cool, take the Jag to your daughter house. Tech 9, tech message to Sean, call your daughter house. Let me tell you what it's all about. Pop shit, get rich, bitch with a toilet mouth. These rap niggas whack, run, call them out. Everybody raggers at me, fuck is you talking about? Damn near 40 record deal in the weed spot. My rap fuck youngins up lyrically, gang and B-hop. I need not to say more. Got a wife, so I need not to pay whores. But I recite tight, you need not to say yours. Gunfight is gun tight, you need I to pray more. I'm just an old man giving ya. Slaps with my hand on the crack, your mandibular.
Now, hush, little baby, don't say a word. Ruckus gon' hit you with the 9, you heard. If the 9 don't do what it do, I keep the shit and try to come back for part 2. Hush, little baby, don't say a word. Ruckus gon' hit you with the 9, you heard. If the 9 don't do what it do, I keep the shit and try to come back for part 2.
This man murdered the record. Niggas don't want beef like hamburgers and checkers. Proof. Lights out, knife out, might slash you. Obama turned the White House into White Castle.
Holy damn. Fuck out of here.
Yo, son is so nice. Yo. Hey, yo, Gil's Casanova. Yo, Gillies. Gillies Cash. All right, well, he's somewhere. Yo, rest in peace to Sean Price, son. Son is so damn dope as he's dead. Son was like, niggas don't want beef. Hamburgers like beef up in checkers. Yo, yo, Duke is dope, man. Obama turned the White House to White Castles. Hey, yo, I'm streaming live, y'all. The Lord Manifest Show page, man. I had to put a battery pack back into my little cell phone. So I'm streaming. You know what I mean? Got the background pick. But that's neither here nor there. You know what I mean? It is right now. It is 11:11 on the east. 8:11 on the west. You know what I mean? So yo, let's get it. Let's get busy and Holla at my man Craig Krizos. Word up. Yo, Craig Cross, what up, son?
What's going on, my G?
Yo, welcome to the Blog Talk XM Radio Hip Hop Nation show, man. The Lord Manifest is who I be, Radar Van. Yo, Craig Cross, man, I want you to take 5 minutes like I gave my brother Will from the Heat Seekers. Take literally the 5 minutes, man, and let the whole XM Blog Talk know who Craig Cross is and everything you doing and where you from and what you want. Go ahead and take five, man.
No doubt, no doubt. Well, I'm on the line with my brother King Eric III.
No doubt, all day long, all day strong. I want to start off by saying, cream all the war, subdue the enemy without fighting. And that's how we rocking, you know what I'm saying? We coming so strong, we moving above them, you feel me? This right here, the shining one. We pyramid builders, life shifters, EKGs, enlightenment knowledge and greatness. Cross, talk to them. Peace, Lord Manifest, we appreciate the platform you provide for us and for other brothers and sisters who seek to make a positive impact on the world. And I ain't talking about negative or positive in terms of morality. I'm talking about whatever you need to do to make to express yourself in a certain kind of way. Do what you got to do. Shine your light. Cross. Talk to him.
Yeah, man.
No
we
doubt
are
indeed.
Together.
No
we
doubt
we
indeed. Go ahead. Take it away.
Yeah, man. Me and my brother King Eric III, we EKG, enlightenment, knowledge, and greatness. And I'm Craig Cross. We working on my EP right now. You know, we've been rocking together for about 10 years, and we had to take a little pause for a little while. I had caught a bid, had to sit down for a little while, but you know what I'm saying? We back together. And we making things happen, man. We got beats for days at www.crossbeats.net. And, you know, we got beats for lease up there. We can do beats for people, you know, custom made for their preference of what kind of track, what kind of feel they want to have for their song. Yeah, man, we working.
I'm Eric III, you know what I'm saying, the producer, the seducer, and the inducer, and also the spiritual guy, you know what I'm saying, for Craig Cross. And so I want to take this on another note, you know what I'm saying, while we got this small amount of time, and it's so minute, but at the same time, it's so powerful. We are here
right.
We're not here to put nobody down, we're here to bring everybody up. I want everybody, because I know somebody out here that's listening, is going through something, or, you know what I mean, feeling themselves, and believe it or not, feeling too good or feeling too bad, neither one is working. You know what I mean? It's that middle road. You know what I mean? You're able to see everything from both sides. You put yourself in a powerful position, and that's what we're doing through the music. This music right here is civilization shifting. And I'm serious when I say that. The music that Craig Cross is bringing across is different than any other music you have heard. And the reason being is it's a certain kind of struggle. And I'm not saying that other music is not good and it doesn't have its purpose, place for the purpose. But the music that's coming out of here, the music that's coming out of EKG House, is designed specifically for the brain, the lungs, the heart, the liver, for everybody that's listening to find self-development, to find the greatness within, the light within, that shines every day, but it's a matter of getting to the point where we recognize that light is shining. It's like the sun is shining somewhere right now, even though it's night, wherever you may be, and vice versa. Find that light within.
True indeed.
Let them know about shining your light. Let them know about the t-shirts. Let them know about the work we doing for Malala.org. We talking about, we in the helping women and helping girls and helping brothers and sisters. It's not a matter of who you are. It's not a matter of what you are. It's about how we relate as a world, as a people. And we have the power to do great things. Like Martin Luther King said, he said, everybody has the power to be great because everybody has the power to serve. And that's what we're doing right now through this music. We're serving a greater good. It ain't about no particular religion or no particular non-religion. It's about the oneness that we all have within us and the power to project it in a certain kind of light. And that's why the single Shine Your Light, as well as what you're about to hear track, reflects that.
No doubt. Yeah, we got these T-shirts coming out, too, Shine Your Light. And that's a call to action for everybody that wears the T to shine your light on the world, to spread the best part of you, to be in tune with your higher self, and to give knowledge, wisdom, and understanding to the world and make it a better place just by being the best you can be. So we shine our light through our music, through our creativity, and through our ways and actions every day. And so we staying on top, and we got a lot of things coming.
Let me EKG with it's real important that we recognize that the music that's coming out of EKG House and what Craig Cross is doing is not the everyday. It's so easy to get caught up in the moonshots and the other brothers talking, is, you know, everybody making the same old kind of music, the same old thing coming out. I don't want y'all to be numbed into the state, unenlightenment. Don't let it happen to you. It's one of the greatest tricks that the wicked play on the wise is they make you feel desensitized to what's important.
True.
You feel me? EKG ain't with me. Yeah. Little Manifest, what's up? Ask some questions, Lord.
You're doing real good. I feel a magnetic force coming through the speakers right here, God. I like the fact that you building on that, which, you know, on the time that, you know, we building on, because today is culture. So, you know, you just breaking down everything what Craig Cross is about. And I like the representation, because I don't really get independent artists as much to come through and have a representative to break things down like you just broke it down. So, I mean, yo, I'm loving it, God. I mean, yo, keep the knowledge going, because I got a lot of listeners in here. Hey, yo, Bloody Phil, shout out to Bloody Phil, Mr. Magalaw, Philip Bloodbanks III. I got your record, God. I see you. No doubt. Yeah, Craig Cross, you know, you and the God, y'all doing your thing, man. Y'all doing your thing. And that Shine Your Light record is dope. I like that song.
We appreciate that, man.
Yeah. Get close. I'm going to meet over Bill.
Yeah, no. I was just kidding.
That's what you do, Bill, God. As a matter of fact, I hope y'all not busy, man. What we do is shine your light.
What you're saying about Charlie Murphy, about Sean Price. Those are brothers that shine their light. They will forever be here. It ain't about death. It's about rebirth. You reanimated Sean Price tonight. You understand what I'm saying? And then he lives in the minds of others, and that's the power of me. Music is deeper than many forms of the interaction due to the fact that it can be heard and felt at the same time. And we are not ignorant. Our responsibility is us. But at the same time, we ain't here to point no fingers. You know what I'm saying? We don't believe in pointing no fingers. I think two things we don't hold, and it's grudges and crutches. You know what I'm saying? We stand alone, and we don't look at the next entity and see fit to judge. You know what I'm saying? It's like the song Trap. You know what I'm saying? That comes from Psalm 141:9, which is, keep me away from the jaws of the trap and from those that pursue iniquity. And that's all you can do is do what you got to do. And that's how you shine your light. You never going to shine your light by chasing the next man or the next woman's aspirations and dreams. All you going to do is be second best.
Craig Cross, let me ask you something, man. I wanted to ask you a few questions, like I asked the other artist, my brother Will. Tell me about the first joint that y'all worked on, and are y'all busy heavily doing shows out there?
The first joint we worked on, like ever as a group or just
ever as a group, like the first record y'all ever worked on, and tell me about your shows. Now, if you could sum that up, because in the next 10-15 minutes, Redman is gonna call in. I want to holler at him because he's real busy, but I do want to get the interview with y'all too. So if you could you know, break that down for me for, like, you know, your first record you did, and the are y'all busy doing shows now? We gonna play y'all song too. So go ahead.
No doubt, no doubt. Well, I'm gonna mention the song Trap that you have and that we was building on a little bit. That track we made when I was going through some things. I was facing 10 years at that point when we made that song. So we was really feeling like we was trapped, and so we put that emotion into that track, and like King has a line, King Eric III has a line in that record saying, you know, put the pain in the song, make it look a little prettier. And that's what we was doing with that record, man. We was putting the pain in the song. And so after that, you know, we got this Shine Your Light record coming out, that new single. And that track is basically my journey through the last 6-7 years of dealing with this case. So it starts off with the first verse. I was facing 10 years and going through the court case. And then the second verse goes into me when I was locked up doing my bid. And then the third verse is, you know, on the other end of everything and coming out of it and everything. And that's where we at right now. To answer your question, whether we're doing shows or not, I'm still on house arrest. I don't really I'm on an ankle bracelet right now, so I'm working from home, and when I get spare time, I'm in the studio. When I get some free time, and I get the allowance to do so. So we ain't got really the movement to do no shows at the moment.
There's the only shows you could even do would be like religious shows. You know what I'm saying? Due to the fact that, you know, you can't compromise a person's, you know, religious persuasion.
Not to interrupt you, Craig Cross. I'm hoping y'all can stay on, because usually Blog Talk give us an extra hour, because this show is over at 9 o'clock on the West Coast, which is 10 o'clock on the East. But we do get an extra hour where we do not go live, but it be recorded. I want to talk to you more on this situation, because, you know, the guard just said y'all can do religious shows. So I want to ask religious shows, but why you can't do a hip-hop show? Don't talk about this now, because y'all got a big story. Let's talk about this towards the ending of the show, if y'all could stay on. If, you know, if you ain't busy,
cool,
got to do something else, if y'all could stay on after 10 o'clock, after 9 o'clock, West and East Coast, so we could continue to give the fans an extra Craig Cross story or what have you.
No doubt, we here. Let's do it.
Yeah, for sure, no doubt, man.
But in the meantime, I got I'm looking at Trap and I'm looking at Shine. I got them joints lined up together. Now, which one of these you want to introduce to the people out there? Which one you want to play first?
Trap. Trap all day long. A lot of brothers in the trap. You know what I'm saying? People realize what a trap is. A trap is the law of attraction. So, you know, I hurt my heart when my brother Course, you know what I'm saying, went down and did that bit. Hurt my heart. But you know what? I'm going to tell you what. Man came back stronger. Man came back wiser. And now we're going to fight. Put on trap, Lord.
That's right. No doubt on that. No doubt about that. Craig Cross, give out your throw your social network, your media out there again, man. Tell everybody where to come in,
right,
buy your music at and your like pages and all that.
No doubt. You can come buy some beats. Check out at www.crossbeats.net, and that's beats with a Z. We got, like I said, beats for days. And we constantly upload new beats to the webpage, so stay tuned in for there. We got beats for lease, and you can contact us and inquire for beats for sale. And then we've got our Facebook, Cross Beats, that's Beats with a Z. Our Instagram, at It's Cross Beats, ITZ, CrossBeatz. Twitter at Crossbeat. And yeah, man, we contact.
And the Gmail is crossbeat7g@gmail.com. We are here for y'all. You understand? Anybody want to contact us about anything, we would appreciate it. We want correspondence. We want to be here. We're here to serve. This is real. This is EKB. I'm EKG, and we can cut across to the truth. Let's get it.
No doubt. And the same energy we put into the songs is the same energy we put into the beats. So the beats, man, you throw on those joints and you can feel something. You're going to be inspired to write a hit song, play our beats. So definitely check out crossbeats.net.
Yo, real quick, Craig Cross, I was out in the street today. I went to get a nice shape up. Listening to your joint, I had to throw on my beats and go out and think of some shit, think of some lyrics, because, yeah, you definitely make a brother grab that pen and pad, for real.
I appreciate that, my G. That's love. Thank you, fam.
Yeah.
All right, well, yo, go ahead and introduce this joint. We going to rock it right now.
No doubt. This is Craig Cross featuring King Eric III, and this joint's called Trap.
Let's go.
What up? This is Ludacris.
What's up, y'all? This is Alicia Keys.
Hey, yo, what up? It's your boy, Meek Millie.
What's going on? This is Joe Budden.
And you're checking out the Lord Manifest Show.
This is the
Wu-Tang Clan.
You are now tuned into the Lord Manifest Show.
To me, the money got no shame, and
this is an odyssey, life's insane. I know high speed, yo, living a slow lane. No jobs out here, cause they Google my name. I'm fucked up in the game, facing time in prison. And no abuse orders, pre-trial supervision. I'm paying the cost for the life I was living. Still gotta get this money, cause some things don't change. Can't smoke, my color can come up any day. And everywhere you go, it's the same old thing. But when it comes to beats, I'm on another level. So I live by the code, push the pedal to the metal. I'm so bold, I brought my soul back from the devil. And when my story's told, it'll be something special. And I expose the exceptional. I'm moving fast, I'm two steps ahead of you.
We in the trap, they got a trap. I'm in the trap, they got a trap. In this life of crime, and it feel like it ain't no way out.
Type low, moving kinda slow. Back against the wall, ain't nowhere to go. Only thing I know, why I'm staggering on this rope. Can't boomerang, go back to slank dope. Everything going wrong, couldn't be shittier. Put the pain in the song, make it look a little prettier. Weight of the world, taking a toll. It's a setup, we all playing the role. Ain't listen to them voices trying to save my soul. Made some bad choices along this road, so they could rewrite the story and redraw the map. Substitute the name, but they can't change the fact that
we in the trap, they got me trapped. I'm in the trap, they got us trapped in this life of crime. And it feel like it ain't no way out. Damn, we in the trap, they got me trapped. I'm in the trap, they got us trapped in this life of crime. And it feel like it ain't no way out. Damn.
This is the
Wu-Tang Clan.
You are now tuned into the Lord Manifest Show.
Yo, it's your boy, L-O-U-I-E-V-I-L-L-E, straight out of Brownsville, Louisville Slugger, with my boy on Wu-Tang Radio, yo. You already know how we turn it up. Yes, let's go.
Radar
Van. That's my doggy, like we do too much. Like, come on, man. This shit is easy. Let's go. Wu-Tang Radio.
What's up?
Go from there. Yo, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2. This is Big Ghostface in the building straight from Staten Island. Y'all tuned in to Wu Affiliated Fam Radio right now. Y'all already know what it is. With the God, Tashima Law, Ghostface, we in the building. Wu Affiliated, that's the fam, yo. One.
Well, what up? Peace. Hey, yo, peace, it's the G.O.D., God Cypher the Vibe, Radar Van here, Tashima Law with the God. Tell him who you are, Lord.
What's good? It's the chef right here. What's going on? You know what it is, man. Wu Radio, hold it down. One.
Hey, yo, Lord, before we say peace, I just got one question for you. For all your fans out there that love you and embrace you, how does it feel to continue to be G Cypher Divine in this game and ruling it, Lord?
I'm a Muslim, my brother. That's it. I'm done. This ain't an interview, Lord. This
okay, Lord.
Well,
peace.
Ayo, I'm never laying low, I'm always in the studio. Frequency Pro Tunes is all that we know. Yo, we keep a pen in our hand, I pass for the writing. Slicing ass MCs out, we spit lightning. Could not space we stand for, so don't try us. See, I see the in store, go ahead, go and buy it like an energy drink. Damn, drink our energy, you get struck in the middle of your chest, citricity.
Look, there's 9 planets in a space atmosphere. We form the planets like Voltron, we walking with a spear. I'm throwing tick ass, smoke bombs and glitz. You animals get blown up, that's all the realness. I watch the sky fall, the deep dark nights get. One cloud, niggas drops on your head, kid. You can't escape them, there's nowhere to run to. What can you do? Fuck your face stuck to the glue. My concept is on a deep journey conquest. The biochips, computer called a glitch. One latex glove, that I make it all fit. Damn, I'm holding it down with my hands on some shit. I stay universal, I sold my back smoking purple. I'm underground in these streets, you overgrown commercial. I'm not on the radio, I'm on my video. I slide up in the lab, laying in my studio.
Hey yo, I'm never laying low, I'm always in the studio. Frequency Pro Tools is all that we know. Yo, we keep a pen in our hand, I pass for the writing. Slicing ass MCs out, we spit lightning. Kunati space we stand for, so don't try us. See, I see the in store, go ahead, go and buy it like an energy drink. Damn, drink our energy, you get struck in the middle of your chest.
You niggas, listen, I'm breaking the rule on some 2005 shit. Coffee and cigarettes, you won't forget. Your scary movie 2003, no opportunity, you race a drive. This is the way of the samurai. I'm ghost dogging y'all, it's my way in this industry. I'm bogarting y'all, you're scared of me in the streets. I'm on Broadway, I pull my dick out and I pee on any MC. You can't fuck with me, the awakening is most basic economic lesson. I'm pulling up my tape, I got that Smith & Wesson. I shoot your ass off, I blow your assholes off. My way of thinking is real fast before your niggas talk. My rap manuals are annual, you catching my graphic. Take a look at me, I throw your ass off balance. No talents, ass MCs you can't keep. Hang your ass over your balance to cut off your feet.
Hey, yo, I'm never laying low, I'm always in the studio. Frequency Pro Tools is all that we know. Yo, we keep a pen in our hand, I pass for the writing. Slicing ass MCs out, we spit lightning. Kunati space we stand for, so don't try us. See, I see the in store, go ahead, go and buy it like an energy drink. Damn, drink our energy, you get struck in the middle of your chest.
Yo, since we've been away, niggas been wondering, yo, what we've been doing, how we've been living, where's the money, how we've been spitting. By the way, it's all fire and flames, brimstone explosions, look out below, kids, yo, it's Kunati space. Yo, it's the rotten day, the dragon technique slave, 30 a day, hold it played, 40 a day, yo, cause the dough keep rolling in, and yo, the beats and the lines and the songs overflowing in. You still wanna know what we've been doing, traveling, airplanes and town cars with them sound cards, sold out shows and blocks still locked up, master combinations to the chamber, yo, disaster, son, and call it Jake, yo, he's on the take, they don't care about you crying and bitching, niggas, so stop snitching, JFK checking in by LaGuardia, back in the busy city, West Broadway, come and get me.
Hey, yo, peace, Red, what's going on? Listen, listen, real quick. I know you're in a rush and shit. Just got a, you know, a few questions and shit. You know, when you and Meth out there performing, how do y'all keep the show nice and fly? You know, like if the show would have become bad and fucked up and whack, how do y'all you know, how do you rescue the show, girl? How do you do that?
Fucking good question. No one has ever asked that fucking question. I never really had a bad show. It's usually a different connection with the promoter and the fans that he attracts. You know, guys like us, like Red, Meth, Ghostface Killah, Busta Rhymes, Keith Murray, we're legends. You know, we're monsters. We're Titanics in the game. So when you promote us, you have to promote us a certain way to reach out to those fans that love that underground hip hop. And sometimes promoters will just have a regular club night inviting young people through who might not be familiar with the music, which is cool.
Right.
But, you know, we rather rock for our peers and, you know, the young folks. So the young people can see the peers of ours rocking in our show. They're like, oh, wow, okay, this is what went down in the 90s. And sometimes the connection with the fans and the promoter is just not, sometimes can be unbalanced.
Right.
And when it's unbalanced like that,
mm-hmm.
and you feel you're having a bad show, don't disconnect from the audience. A lot of artists, it's still artists to this day that's professional that still, if the audience is not connecting with them,
they fall off, the right? Stage. Yeah.
Their eye contact won't be on the fans no more. They'll just be looking ready to get the show done. And when you like that, the
I know
show
that's
is
a long,
long as
yeah,
hell.
Yeah,
your
I was
song
about
is like 8 or 9 minutes long. You have to connect with the fans. If you find out the fans ain't rocking with you,
what you do?
You go harder. You throw water in their fucking face. Tell them to wake up. You know, witness what you're looking here right now. You're looking at legend. You're looking at fucking greatness. You're looking at a pioneer in the game. Get that shit right. And once they see you won't let up,
what you
once
do?
They see you won't take that fucking eye focus off of them,
right.
Once you see nothing that they do can deter you from your job on that stage, they rock with you.